Carl, I guess I'll start with the big question of the day. Whose goal is it?
I've just seen it back there, and the lad's come out and said it hit his knee, so took a lot of pressure off my shoulders. Having a bit of banter with Chappers in the shower there, and he said it hit his knee. I think he's just winding me up a little bit. It's just nice when the lad come out and showed me it on the laptop, so I'm definitely claiming it myself.
It was a kind of crazy one too. You played it right out to the left wing and Cowell sent a wonderful ball back into your path in the penalty area.
Yeah, I think it might have been Andrew who had the throw in, and I've just drifted in and no one went with me, so I just carried on. He didn't have many other options on the throw in, so I just carried on going, trying to create a bit of space with someone else, and he threw it to me, and then, like I say, set it back to Cal, and he played the first time ball over the top, which was a perfect ball for me. As soon as he played that, I knew it was in, and I thought at first, because it bounced up quite high, I wanted to hit it first time, but it bounced so high there was no way I could have done that, and so it was nice to spin it back inside and get on my right foot and score in front of the fans as well. It was amazing.
And it was a game of few chances.
Yeah, it was a scrappy, horrible game to play in, to be honest. It's a tough place to come, and obviously they just lumped it forward and had a few big lads on the pitch, so it made it difficult for us, but we've showed this season that we can stand up to that, and obviously when it's not the prettiest of games on the eye, we can still grind up results, and thought the defenders and forward was superb today.
How can you take this momentum into next season, because you've finished like an express train?
Yeah, I think obviously if you keep the lads together, the character in the dressing room now, everyone's bouncing and they're a really close bunch of lads. I think we've always had the quality to go in this league and beyond. So hopefully the lads will stay together and like you say, we can hit the ground running next season. With these fans behind us, at times there's no one better. So I'm sure they'll give us a big lift next season, and if we can all stay together, and obviously the gaffer brings a couple of players in to help us get that bit stronger, then hopefully we'll continue what we've done this season and carry on in good form.
How much have you enjoyed your first season at Portsmouth?
It's been great. You never don't enjoy a season where you get promoted. I've just been saying there, obviously when I signed here, looked at the squad and look what the gaffer was putting together, and I fancied strongly that Portsmouth would go up this season, and obviously I wanted to be a part of that. So to come and get it in my first year, it's a great feeling, and obviously I'm proud of it.
And just finally, there is now the chance you could win the title.
Yeah, it's great that it's gone to the last game of the season. Obviously we was miles off it a few weeks back, and Doncaster and Plymouth have dropped a few points, and obviously we've kept going like a steam train and winning games. So I'm sure they're obviously feeling the pressure, and results are showing that, so hopefully they'll mess up once more, and then we can go up as champions. But you've just got to do what we've been doing all week. Even since we got promoted at Notts County, we've not been unprofessional. We've been in training every day and working hard and taking the game seriously, respecting the league and obviously respecting ourselves. And I think that's been important, and I'm sure next week will be no different. We'll be in training, working hard, and hopefully going into the final game and again sending the fans home happy.